welcome back. Last slice in this week's edition. Less than a quarter chunk. Wow. Kind of hungry today, I am. Hungry for change. And a lot of it begins with, I guess, who you're going to listen to. And especially when it comes to politics. And I'd say, listen to the women. I just don't know a whole lot of them that I disagree with in politics, unless you're talking about the Republicans, and I disagree with every single one of them for even running with that party, because if you're not there to reform it, you need to bolt. It's just, it's not pro-life, man. And if you're doing it because that you're playing the politics, I'm hoping people are sick of politics and want to get down to like the real issues, like the environment and inequality and the same stuff that my liberal butt talks about day and night. At least I used to till now. All I can do is read what people have to say on Facebook, but I can't message people. And I only message people that, you know, I like or I'm having a good conversation with, because then you can get kicked off Messenger. And then how do I get a hold of all my friends? I don't know their phone numbers. I can't use that thing anymore. See what I mean? I gotta be more careful. But I see it happen to other people. You know, they get warned for baby pictures that got sent to them. Like there was supposed to be something pornographic about somebody sending, you know, a picture of your grandniece or grandnephew, not even naked, you know, but just, you know, like in a diaper plan. That's not okay?
I don't know.
Look, man, I got grandkids in my basement that are like, you know, they feel natural. They run around, you know, and then you got to tell them, hey, you can't run around like that. But nobody's doing that out in public, hopefully.
Right.
Matt Gaetz and his crew.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I mean, and what's happening is a lot of this stuff is going to get normalized, right? If Matt Gaetz survives this somehow, and he very well could, just like MTG and, you know, Gohmert, you couldn't have a more appropriate name for a numbskull from Texas. But, I mean, start looking at what these, you know, stop thinking like you're part of a party that you're not really invited to. Start thinking about, well, you know, what would me and my neighbor like, you know, that we do agree on? And if you probably could start with some clean water and, you know, good health care, maybe, that you didn't have to worry about having enough to pay for something else that the kids need or want. Because sometimes it's okay for kids to want. But nowadays, it's like kind of hard to, you know, so many of them want, you know, everything like a new computer or a phone or something. We've got these kids all over, and I will give credit to my 18-month-old grandson who seems to know how to use a phone sending messages better than I do. He dialed it, and the guy had to send me, hey, I don't use my phone messenger like that. And I'm like, dude, that was my grandson. And I'm watching this and just loving it, you know, because I didn't get to do that with my children, and so now I'm doing it with my grandchildren, and it's been like the best year that anybody could ask for. And you know, I can't thank my son enough for wanting to bring his family, and my mom for, you know, allowing them to come and stay in her home. But you know, I think it's been a good experience for her too. You know, how many ladies have their great grandchildren hanging out, coming up wanting to play with grandma? And then I have to explain to them that, well, that's grandma's my mom. And they're like, huh? And I go, and your dad is my son. And they're like, oh, boy, this is getting too deep now, you know. So I just go back to being grandpa.
You know, it's interesting, though, right? It's like you think about this perfect example of so many other cultures. They have so many multi-generational families and households, and that's their culture, right? And it can be a really beautiful thing.
Well, hey, guess how many, you do realize that, you know, this place where we live has a lot of multiracial cultural groups too, right?
Yeah.
And there's only one way that could have happened, and that's, you know, white guys had to do that. So I don't know how anybody, you know what I mean, whether it was through slavery, rape, or through marriage and, you know, relationships like mine, you know, there's a big difference, huge difference. But Had it not been for those clowns that seem to hate everybody's race, we wouldn't have so many different cultures here that could be appreciated by everybody, where we could live all together. Always has been that way. People use religion to try and elevate themselves as better than different cultures. Ouch. Because, you know, I know people from all different cultures, and sure, there's a people in every culture that I don't like. And that's because of, like, their personality or the way they treat other people or the way they think or if they're, like, a killer or not, right? But that's, like, pretty much balanced throughout, you know, entire populations. It's not like, if anything, man, white people do more violence than anybody I've ever seen. I'm not proud about that, man. I'm disappointed. I'd have probably been against all this stuff. Maybe I'd have got strung up too, you know, because there really is, you know, only one thing that racists hate more than brown people. And that's a brown-loving white guy that has a radio show. Seriously, I've had, I mean, I get threats, you know, traitor, you mixed races, all this kind of stuff. I mean, it's old and gone now because I don't run into those people on Facebook anymore. I think I pretty much blocked most of them. And then, you know, at least they don't see me. So, and the people that I didn't block, they don't see me because they're on a different algorithm, see? And they're probably not going to cross with mine. Unless it's like, these are the people you need to hate. And they somehow connect it to folks that are all about, you know, justice and equality. But that's what it's going to be the rest of the way out here, man. I mean, I'm just so glad that I'm going to be able to go and mask myself up and give testimony at the Capitol red hearings. I'm going to go all in this time, you know. And I'm sure there'll be, you know, we've had a break. And a lot of those people there are going to be new. Allow me to introduce myself. And some probably think, you know, I just went away because, you know, COVID kept us down and everything, but I haven't gone away. I'm just, like, really ready to have my own kind of resurgence against all this nonsense. And I actually feel a crowd building behind me, at least 3 or 4 people that I know, right, that want to go and start, you know, doing activism at the Capitol. And I know there's more than that. And, you know, you don't even have to be organized to show up at the top of State Street with signs and, you know, noisemakers and, you know, a lot of opinions to share with people that maybe need to hear some. It's awesome. I'm, you know, it's better than sport, especially if your teams suck, like some of mine are right now. But anyway, you know, this is a subject that we can talk about every day, right? I mean, every week. And we try to mix in some of the other issues, because as I tried to mention, you know, the people that are affected most negatively by climate change are people that are non-white, you know, and people that are poor, because you can throw poor in with those people. And that's why when you get into poor, you know, income communities, the people that live there pretty much love each other and help each other. You'd be amazed at how people treat each other in poverty. I know you see all the violent stuff, but I'm telling you, there's a hell of a lot more nice people in those neighborhoods than you would ever know. And in fact, almost all of them. It's like, I just don't have the fear of people that aren't white that most white people do. And I understand being afraid of white people, man. I'm afraid of those guys. Okay. They're not, I'm telling you, they just don't. A guy like me is like, you know, if I was like famous or something, right? If I was more famous, then I'd have one of those, you know, Republican clowns putting a target on my back. You know, let's say I was some big radio personality or, you know, somebody in politics that was trying to do the right thing. You know, and people support that. What school did you go to or did you skip? I mean, you know, the highlight of today was Crudy coming in with his son, you know, Caden, which Crudy's like, well, this is my, I know who he is, man. We're friends on Facebook, man. And, but he was saying that he's done cleaning. So Crudy's going to have to find a new cleaner. And all I can say, Crudy, if you're listening, was you shouldn't have let him listen to Dom all these years. Cause just kidding. I know that he's, you know, young man, really excited about, and he's a great kid, man. He's, you know, he's, He's going to go out and do what kids want to do. He's already got his taste of labor, right? I'm sure he's going to take that and, you know, progress even further. But you connect yourself with people, you know, that don't think it's okay. You know, start building that coalition. You were talking about it. You know, how do we build this? You know, how do we reach people? Again, there's certain people that I'm not even going to make the attempt to because I already know where they're at, right? And they're not retrievable, man. But we could, like, reclaim nature, right? That's a movement we all could do. Reclaim nature, going out planting trees, wildflowers everywhere. Stop using weed killer and fertilizer, man. It happened on my yard again this week. Looked at my mom and I'm like, Mom, I'm going to talk to her about that. I hope she's listening. We'll talk about it when I get home, Mom. Till next week, outside the pizza box, keep listening to Devil Radio.